And this news update is being brought to you by Franzik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. Stop into one of their offices today or call 1-800-848-5150. Good morning. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. An early morning crash in Huron County has claimed the life of an Elkton area man. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the single vehicle crash happened early Sunday on Elkton Road, just south of Fillion Road in Chandler Township. Central Dispatch received call shortly before 4 a.m. after someone reported a vehicle had crashed and was on fire. When deputies and other emergency crews arrived, they found a heavily damaged and burned 2008 Chevy Malibu. The vehicle had one occupant who died in the crash. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says the preliminary investigation indicates the Malibu was traveling south on Elkton Road when it went into the east side ditch north of Fillion Road. Investigators believe the car later came out of that ditch, crossed over, and entered the west ditch south of the intersection, where it overturned and caught fire. Oliver Township firefighters used Jaws of Life to remove the victim from the wreckage, and Shure Ambulance Service also responded. Investigators believe the man may have been on his way to work as a farmhand at a local farm when the crash occurred. Authorities have not publicly released his identity, but his next of kin in Mexico were notified of his death. An autopsy is scheduled for Monday as investigators work to determine more about what led to the crash. The Huron County Sheriff's Office and Huron County Medical Examiner's Office are continuing the investigation. And Judge Prill has ordered Mark Wesley Roth to remain without bond while three criminal sexual conduct cases against him remain pending. Judge Gerald M. Prill issued the order following August 10th hearing on Rolf's request to reconsider bond. Rolf's bond had been canceled 1 week earlier after the court found he violated a condition prohibiting him from being around anyone under the age of 18. According to the court order, Rolf is charged across three cases with 13 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct in a total of 9 counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. The charges allege sexual conduct involving minors. Rolf is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. The court said Rolf had been prohibited from being around people under 18 while the cases are pending. On August 3rd, prosecutors asked the court to revoke his bond after alleging Rolf had been working at his business while minors were present. The court found Rolf violated the condition while working at the ticket counter of the Bad Axe Theater. A photograph presented to the court showed Rolf at the counter while a teenager was nearby. During the August 10th hearing, the court was told Rolf went to the theater because an employee called in and no one else could operate the business. Rolf acknowledged he had been there while the minors were present, violated his bond condition. He told the court he chose to keep theater open and apologized for that decision. The court also noted that attorneys had previously discussed when Rolf could be at the theater, and according to the order, the understanding was he would not be present when business was open to public and minors could be present. In deciding against restoring bond, Prill wrote there had been no showing that Rolf was likely to flee. The judge instead based the decision on public safety, citing the pending allegations involving minors, including allegations that some of the conduct occurred at the theater. The court found clear and convincing evidence that Rolf presents a danger to others and ordered the bond in all three cases remain canceled. The order was signed by Judge Prill on August 14th. And with plenty of yard work, hiking, and other outdoor activities still underway, health experts are reminding Michigan residents to watch for poison ivy. The plant contains an oil that can trigger an allergic skin reaction. The American Skin Association estimates about 85% of people are allergic to poison ivy, poison oak, or poison sumac, with as many as 50 million Americans affected by poison ivy each year. Exposure can happen during routine activities such as pulling weeds, walking a dog, or spending time in a park. The irritating plant oil can also remain on clothing, pets, gardening equipment, and other objects that have touched the plant. Health experts recommend washing exposed skin and contaminated items as soon as possible after contact. Calamine lotion or hydrocortisone cream can help relieve itching, and a poison ivy rash can take 1 to 3 weeks to completely clear. The rash itself is not contagious and cannot be passed from one person to another. However, medical attention is recommended when a reaction involves the face or becomes severe. And that's been a news update brought to you by Franzik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Connecticut water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150 today.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Connecticut dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Connecticut water systems are customizable for every situation for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Franzek Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150 and see what Connecticut water system is right for you.
Franzik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer. Connecticut water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way you will have soft water 24/7. Connecticut water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Connecticut whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Connecticut system is the best fit for you.
And that's been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.